Lent has begun, and it is time for fasting and prayer and acts of Christian charity. It's time for preparation and repentance as we turn away from our selfishness and away from the things that lead us away from God and away from our neighbor. We know the drill. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we experience this reality during Lent, but also at other times in our lives. For example, like trying to exercise. On a nearby gym, there is a sign, very clever sign, and it reads, "Do you live it?" Of course, it is challenging us about fitness. But starting Lent, we might ask ourselves the very same question. Do I live it? Not fitness, but the call of Jesus. Although most Catholics believe that Jesus is truly present here in the Eucharist and in Holy Communion, only 17% of Catholics attend Mass on Sunday. But on Ash Wednesday, that number skyrockets. 45% of Catholics show up for ashes. And as our foreheads are smudged, we heard the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent. Genuine repentance means asking for forgiveness indeed, but it should include a change of direction of our habits, of our outlook, and of our priorities. Based on the statistics, if today were Ash Wednesday, this church would be packed. For every one of us here this morning, there would be two more people. And you and I know where these Catholics are. We know them. They are our neighbors. They are parents of the school children at St. Bruno. They are members of our own family. They came for their ashes on Wednesday, and they will be back again next year. Because, among other things, there is no personal connection here. But what if you and I and other baptized Catholics become that connection to bring one or two friends, to bring friends back with us sooner? For example, during Lent. What a beautiful way to live our faith and to change course with Jesus beginning right this moment as we decide. Jesus is here with us. He is here in the sacraments, His Word, and He is here for us this morning in communion. He is also with us in our Lenten prayer and fasting and almsgiving. And in repentance, Jesus awaits us in the confessional, ready to absolve our sins with graces to help us truly live our faith. But our Lord also longs for those who came last Wednesday but are not here. And you and I can help. For a solid Lenten change that has us living and sharing our faith, this year let's keep it simple, but let's live it. Attend Mass every Sunday during Lent. Pray every day during Lent. Fast for 1 hour before receiving communion when we come to Mass. and give alms at the collection with an envelope addressed to our St. Vincent de Paul Society or other Catholic charity. Abstain from meat on Fridays and bring a friend. Bring a friend or two with us to the university series where there is much to learn about faith and life and God's love for us. Bring a friend to the fish fry, to the Stations of the Cross, to Bible study, to confession, Sunday Mass, monthly adoration, a ministry meeting, a casual meal, or a cup of coffee. Yes, indeed, this may seem difficult. It may even seem odd. Many of us are probably already being tempted to avoid this action. But if we don't invite a friend to meet Jesus during Lent, if we don't do it, who will? Doesn't believing in the gospel mean sharing that good news with others? So let's be odd this Lent. Obviously devoted disciples, fasting, praying, and inviting others to live our faith with Jesus on our way to everlasting life. Repent and believe in the gospel.